Welcome back to it, hour number two. Round two of a heavyweight battle to get the truth to you. That's what we try to do here every day. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. I'm the Steve Gruber Show for Monday, December the 16th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Magnetic North is on the run. It's true. Magnetic North is on the run. Scientists can't figure out why or why it's picking up speed or what it could mean if it continues to move. Number two, Boris Johnson ignoring the liberal crybaby saying,
he's not my prime minister.
Yeah. If you live in the UK, he is. And number one, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for, Democrats. You're going to get your wish this week for impeachment, apparently. But then comes November 3rd, 2020. Please send Joe Biden. Send Elizabeth Warren. Send Bernie Sanders. Send them all. We look forward to meeting them again on November 3rd, 2020. This is the week that impeachment is going to happen, apparently. It's going to happen on Wednesday. My member of Congress, Alyssa Slotkin, will be holding a town hall meeting today. She's like so many other members of Congress in those hot seats. The Dirty 30 that some people have labeled them, the Dirty 30. People like Jenny Beth Martin, fight impeachment now. Jenny Beth Martin from Tea Party Patriots on this program a lot has put together a group, fight impeachment now. They're spending a bunch of money. The Club for Growth, a national network of 250,000 pro-growth limited government Americans that opposed President Trump in 2016, now airing TV commercials in nine of those 31 tough districts, districts owned by Donald Trump and occupied currently by Democrats, in places from New York to South Carolina to Michigan. A dozen of those seats, by the way, a dozen of those seats were won by Trump and Romney and McCain, and currently have a Democrat member of Congress in them. That's 12 seats to begin with. Those are the tightest, toughest seats to take out. But if you haven't seen this, these folks are calling these town hall meetings and folks are turning out. And that's why I'm going today. It's going to be a long run and a run to the end of the district. It's probably an hour and a half run for me to get there. But I'm going to do it because I want to know what the atmosphere is. I want to know what the atmosphere is once we get there. And look at all the money being spent. Let's see here. America First spending $2.26 million on an End the Witch Hunt campaign targeting 27 of those 31 districts. The American Action Network spending $8.5 million in a handful of those districts. The Presidential Coalition, America's of principled conservative Republican leadership at all levels of government, focusing on Michigan, New Mexico, and New York, $1 million there. Another $1.35 million to be targeted into 17 additional districts shortly. They're wasting millions of dollars on partisan politics, say the critics. Say the critics. And as a result, there's a big pushback. And the numbers for impeachment continue to dwindle, is a fair way to put it. They continue to dwindle. And it's a bad omen for the Democrats heading into next year. I'm telling you, it's a bad omen. Let's talk about this for a second. James Comey, we're going to start with him this hour. Bite 5, we're going to start with him. James Comey appearing on Sunday morning television after the Michael Horowitz Inspector General report is quite clear. James Comey was either not in charge of the FBI or they were incompetent or somebody had their thumb on the scale. 17 major lapses, mistakes, errors, omissions by three experienced crews when it came to the FISA court documents to get warrants to spy on Carter Page, a guy who, by the way, was never charged with anything. Four warrants, more than a year of investigation and spying, and not a single indictment, not a single charge against Carter Page. James Comey incapable of admitting he was wrong, though. Bite number five with Comey on Sunday morning television. Bite five, go.
If you were still there and all of this came out and it turned out it happened on your watch, would you resign?
No, I don't think so. There were mistakes I consider more consequential than this during my tenure. And the important thing is to be transparent about it and then look to fix it and explain to the American people how you fix it.
All right. And so from James Comey, we go to Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff said the FBI was right in pursuing Carter Page, even though they never charged him with anything. The FISA documents were fudged, faked, omitted of facts. And they went forward anyway. Bite number six with Adam Schiff. Bite six. Go.
It's important for the public to see the facts that the FBI acted appropriately in seeking a warrant on Carter Page. They're not part of some deep state, as the president apparently would like the public to believe.
After reading the IG's report, which discusses 17 serious errors of omission, some would say misconduct on the part of the FBI, do you still think that the FBI acted appropriately, as you said there?
Well, I think, and this is consistent with the IG report, that they were right to seek a FISA on Carter Page, and there wasn't some deep state conspiracy. There was no spying on the Trump campaign. There was no
Yes, there was spying on the Trump campaign.
Based on political bias, open the investigation was properly predicated. But there were nonetheless serious abuses of FISA, which were not apparent 2 years ago, but which have become apparent now.
Yeah, it was apparent 2 years ago because Devin Nunes put forth the memo that you mocked, Mr. Schiff. The people in the media mocked because he said there were great shortcomings in the FISA applications. He was right. You were wrong. But you, being a feckless weasel, are incapable of admitting that. You, being a feckless weasel, were incapable of admitting that. Clearly. And yes, there was spying. And yes, there was abuse. And yes, 17 omissions by veteran FBI agents, omissions, failures, breakdowns, mistakes, please. It's just not conceivable. It is not. So that's Adam Schiff, of course. Then Schiff gets nailed again. He gets nailed again, but he just won't admit it. Go to bite number seven with Adam Schiff. More of the same of a feckless weasel. Bite seven, go.
Given what you know now, we talked earlier to Director Comey, and he basically said, I was wrong in what I represented back in 2018. Are you willing to admit that you were wrong in your defense of the FBI's FISA process?
Oh, I'm certainly willing to admit that the Inspector General found serious abuses of FISA that I was unaware of. Had I known of them, Chris, yes, I would have called out the FBI at the same time. But I think it's only fair to judge what we knew at the time, not what would be revealed 2 years later. But yes, there were very serious abuses of the FISA process. They need to be corrected. We need to make sure they never happen again.
Yeah, that's right. And we need to make sure that people like you don't abuse the FISA process or pat those on the back that do, Mr. Schiff. For your own political partisan reasons, Mr. Schiff. We'll keep an eye on it for you because we want to make sure that you, Mr. Schiff, are held accountable. Man, the people of California in his district must be proud, right? Now, we'll make sure it doesn't happen again. But the whole gang of dirtbag bandits, Adam Schiff, Gerald Nadler, Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, all of them, there's a reckoning coming in 2020. There is a reckoning coming because people are just fed up with all of this. Fed up. The Steve Gruber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Some knowledge belongs to us and us alone. The way our girlfriends walk, the way they talk, the way they touch their hair. We hold details that only a sister can know about her girls. But what about our other girls? The ones that we carry with us every day. Can we describe them when everything's right? Can we feel when something's wrong? Our bond with our sister girls gives life. But knowing your breasts can save it.
You don't know
Go
to knowyourgirls.org for the facts you need on breast health. That's knowyourgirls.org, brought to you by Susan G. Coleman and the Ad Council.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.